The issue of tamei hamitzvos is a fascinating topic. Many misunderstand the word tam. Tam is, can be translated as the reason, or it can be translated as a taste. What does it taste like? Very clearly the Rav said that tamei hamitzvos, which is something that you see throughout Chazal and the Agadotas and the Medrash Rabbah, that's the third chelik of the Rambam's Mora Nevuchim, that's what Rav Pinchas Halevi of Barcelona did in the Sefer HaChinuch, and that's what many of the great Achronim do. You see that in Hirsch, you see that in the Rav Zatzal and others. They're not answering the question of why, because by definition we can't answer that question. It's a speculative type of question. We don't know Hashem. And it's worse than that. Not only is can you not answer the question why because we don't know Hashem, but it's there's a flaw in the question of why. Why means the following. What motivated God to do this? As if God had some need, meaning that there was a need that was fulfilled, that he fulfilled by doing this. God has no needs that have to be fulfilled. The question of tamei mitzvos is the what, meaning not why do we have this mitzvah, or what was the reason behind it. That's a question, as we said, that can't be answered. It's what does it taste like? How do I relate to it? Now that that mitzvah exists, how do I relate to it? And what kind of an impact does it have on me? It's a subjective thing that gives one a richness in their avodas Hashem without making false assumptions and speculations as to the it doesn't deal with the nature of the mitzvah, it deals with how I relate to the mitzvah. Okay. With that background, the ultimate chok, the mitzvah that was really a mitzvah that is very difficult to relate to, as Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Amarti Echkema, I said I would be wise, I would understand, I'll be able to relate to it. Vihi Rechoka Mimeni. But that mitzvah is very distant from me. And that is, of course, referring to, I mean, there are different pshatim, but in one of the midrashim, he was referring to Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is the great enigma. It's an enigma wrapped in a mystery. And the Rav said the following about Parah Aduma. When you look at all forms of Tumah, where do you find them in Sefer Vayikra? Shmini, Tazria, Mitzora, all different types of Tumah, whether it's a carcass of an animal, carcass of a sheretz, whether it's bodily emissions, whether it's the decaying and disintegration of organic material, loss of potential life, all of them you see, whether it's Zav, Zava, Nida, Yoledes, whether it is a Shechvazera, or the scenario of a Mitzora, the Nevela, the carcass of a Behema, you have the situation of a Nevela, of a dead Sheretz, etc. All of them are there. But the Avi Avos HaTumah, the one form of Tumah that's missing from that list, which you only find in Parshas Chukas, is the Avi Avos, is the human corpse. Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. And the question is, why is it out of place? Why is it not with the order of all the other forms of Tumah? Question number one. Question number two is, how does one extricate oneself from the contact of all other forms of Tumah, whether it's a bodily Tumah or whether it's a contact with the animal corpse? By going to a mikveh. The mikveh, you know, in terms of the what of the mikveh, it's the amniotic fluid. It's the mitaher. You come out of there and it's a rebirth. It's coming out of the amniotic fluid. But when we say rebirth, we mean emotionally, psychologically. It's a new stage. But what happens? All of the tumas, you go to a mikveh. Here, no. Someone has to be maza. Someone has to put on you, spray on you, the mechatas, the potion of the ashes of the paraduma, the hyssop, the eres, the azo, the shnitolas, and of course, that happens on the third day, by Yom HaShlishi uVeYom HaShvi, on the seventh day. And only after that huzzah, which someone does to you, where you're passive, you who have become tamei are passive, only then do you go to the mikvah. And that is very, very unique and distinct, that only applies to tumas meis. So what happens? The Rav said the chok of the Parah Aduma is not so much that it's mitaher the tameim, purifies those who have had contact, and it's mitame the tahorim, those who are involved in the process become tamei. That's not the primary chok. primary chok is Zos Chukas HaTorah. Why is this the ultimate chok in the Torah? This is the ultimate chok. Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ohel. You know what the ultimate chok is? The death of the human being. Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ohel. Because when you're dealing with the corpse of the carcass of an animal, or you're dealing with the carcass of a sheretz, it's not a tragedy. The species will go on, and as nice as a pet is, and as wonderful as Betsy the cow is, and everything she provided you, it's not a tragedy. When a human being, the only creation of God that was created, B'Tselem Elokim, when a human being, the human being, V'techasreo Ma'at Me'elokim, many Rishonim with the eighth chapter, the eighth parak of Tehillim, you, God, you, Hashem, created the human being just a little bit less than yourself, just a little bit less than Hashem. Others want to say it's Elohim, it's referring to angels. But some Rishonim say that techasreo mat me'elokim. We have the ability to perceive the knowledge of Hashem, to relate to Hashem, to have a personal relationship, a rendezvous, an engagement with Hashem, to be his partner. Only the human being, a human being is so qualitatively different than any other creation, organic or inorganic, that the human being is in a category of his own, of her own. And the tragedy, the great tragedy, is that a human has to die. With all that potential, with all of that grandeur, Hod v'hadar ta'atrehu, the same perek in Tehillim says, with all that majesty and grandeur, that a human being has to die. That is a tragedy. And that is the enigma. That is the great mystery that we confront. And when it comes to being in contact with the dead, being in the funeral parlor, being involved in the Tara, burying the dead, being with the dead, that a person cannot extricate themselves by themselves. That they need the help. V'hiza ha-tahor al ha-tameh. The ultimate tahor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, representing Hashem, is the one helping extricate the person from that terrible, terrible state of dealing with the death of another human being. And that is the great chok. Zos chukas ha-Torah, Adam ki yamus bo'ohel. And what do we have in this parsha? The ultimate chok is that the greatest of all human beings was Nifter. The greatest of all human beings was Nifter. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the great tragedy. The man who could have been the Melech HaMashiach, the man who changed the destiny of all of humanity, the man who was the closest to Hashem of any human being ever created, that Moshe Rabbeinu has to die. That's what follows the story of the Parah Aduma. It's the great chok. And it's tragedy. And it's something that we think about our relationship with our parents. Think about our relationship with our spouse. Think about our relationship with others, our Rebbeim. It's a tragedy we never overcome. It's a tragedy we never overcome. It's a loss that never can, a hurt, a gap that can never be healed. Zos chukas ha-Torah, Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. And that's how the Rav understood the idea of the Parah Aduma, specifically the fact that the Hazah is being done by someone else. And this theme you see in the famous Haftorah from Yechezkel HaNavi for Parshas Parah, you know, where the whole notion of being Mitahir, Zarakti Aleicha Mayim Tahorim, is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to the Jew. And in the analogy that Yechezkel gives, it's the person, you know what I mean, who is in a state of a terrible depth, terrible mess. And ultimately, Hashem helps and extricates them. So sometimes that mess can be the depression and the frustration and the futility that one feels when they encounter death. In the case of the Haftorah, it can also be referring to the depth of sin, which is also a depression that overcomes a person when they've strayed from who and what they are. V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim. And that is the notion of the Parah Aduma. And that is the great, great chok, the ultimate chok. And again, just to review and repeat, whenever we deal with the area of Tamei HaMitzvos, we have no clue why Hashem did gave us these mitzvot. We don't. Even the ones that we're told, matzah, maror, korban pesach, we know, we understand some of it, what Hashem told us. But the Infinite One had great, great chachma, above and beyond what may be written explicitly in the Torah. All the more so, the majority of the mitzvot, where nothing is explained. Because who are we to fathom the depth of the Almighty? And who are we to say, well, God had a need to do this? God has no needs. Hashem is not needy. And that is very, very important. So whenever we engage in Tamei HaMitzvos, the Rav taught us, you're dealing with the what, how I relate to it. That's what Rabbi Meir did with Nida and Masechta Lamed Aleph, Daf Lamed Aleph and Masechta Nida, when he explained Taras Mishpacha. That's what all of the great Balei HaMasorah do. And this is how the Rav understood the notion of the Parah Adumah.